Hello again, and welcome back to Thunderdome Metal Reviews, your church of heavy metal, where we talk about music and whatever the hell else comes to our mind. I am Ben, with me as always, Tracy, David, and Gabe. My friends, my comrades, how are you doing this fine, blustery evening?
Doing good. Some of us are more of a open sea of random bullshit coming out of their mouths, me, than most, but it happens at times.
I'm, it's Bottle and Bond weekend. I am bottling and bond. Thanks, JTS Brown. And this album fucking rocked. There's so many boxes. I'm like, okay, Killing Joke. Oh, okay, Ministry. Tracy's going to hate that. Oh, okay. Like, in terms of I'd never heard of this. And I don't even like Napalm Death that much, but they somehow hit a sort of sweet spot where I'm here for it.
Yeah, man. I think I'm liking this timeline this week very much. So I'm excited to talk about this album.
Yeah, it's good shit.
So that album that we're going to be talking about tonight is the fifth studio album by Venomous Concept, The Good Ship Lollipop, released on February 24th of 2023 on Decibel Records, has a runtime of 39 minutes and 37 seconds. The lineup on this piece is Shane Embry on bass and guitars, Kevin Sharp on vocals, John Cook on guitars, Carl Stokes on drums. And it looks like it was produced by Simon Efemi. So yeah, as you will often hear when we do new albums, I just needed an album that was released this month. And I was like, Venomous Concept, that sounds cool. Good Ship Lollipop, that's probably ludicrous. So I picked it.
And you checked a few of those boxes.
Well, I did check a few of those boxes. It was not anything at all like I don't know what I expected from the title, but yeah, man, I thought this was pretty cool.
That album cover, yeah.
Yeah.
I know there's not much to it, but I stared at that thing for a long time.
It looks like they squished a cat head and like a lollipop.
I learned not to ask. It's somebody's head.
Anyway. Yeah, I think it's a human head, not a cat head, because those are very human teeth, but yeah, who knows?
So had anybody heard this band before?
Nope. Never even heard of it.
Same.
I know it's Constituent Elements. 2020 supergroup, Venomous Concept. I don't know how these motherfuckers from Napalm Death ended up just being in Chicago, but I guess that's just where they do this. Or I don't entirely know why it's listed that way. But it's listed as an American thing in multiple places. So I don't know. This is maybe just a thing they do when they go to Slaughter City. They eat some steak, some deep dish, and then record whatever this is. It reminded me a lot of Ministry in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. I think it's groovier than Ministry at that time and not quite as industrial, but like the it definitely has that jaded sense of humor to it.
Sure. And that one with that album had sheared off a lot of that.
Yeah, that's true too.
Right. He did a bunch of shit. By the time the Iraq War is in full gear, he's gone back to full double barrel cyber murder. But for a while, it was, I don't know, I guess everyone was chasing the dragon. Dave Mustaine. This is going to be the album that does it, right? This is the album that's going to break through.
Well, in some ways, this reminds me, you know, thinking of Uncle Al, a little bit of Revolting Cox, but way heavier. 100%. So, I don't know.
I like it more than I like Brutal Truth or Napalm Death, which is an interesting thing to say, but it's, to me, more than the sum of its parts.
What is it very interesting to me is the fact that they label this as hardcore punk, and I would not call it that.
I would not.
At least not this album, and like I haven't heard any of the other stuff, so maybe like the early stuff was. But yeah, that is also not what came to mind.
No. It sounds to me like the heavier post-punk that Killing Joke was doing in the 90s is what it sounds like. And I fucking eat that up. It sounds like post-punk to me.
Yeah.
With the distortion cranked up and somebody that's sort of like Uncle Al's cousin that did slightly less heroin.
Well, I mean, I guess it might be punk in a similar way that Motorhead is punk. At least some, whereas some Motorhead albums are very punk and others are not. But yeah, that again. And Gabe, you have a lot of experience with hardcore punk too. What did you think?
For sure.
Yeah, I think that was what drew me to this a lot, is because it just sounds like metal that's inflected with a lot of that punk juice. And I get what you guys are saying about the post-punk stuff. I think that there's a couple points in the record that I think stand out because they don't fit with everything else, that tap into some of that post-punk slash like maybe new wave type sensibility, where they're actually focusing on melody instead of just like, I don't know, just doing a hardcore punk thing and like gang vocals and stuff, which is, I think, is like they do it really well and they're having a lot of fun doing it. So I think that works the best. But yeah, I didn't necessarily read it as a post-punk album. I think it sounds like metalheads playing punk to me. But that said, the other thing that like I don't have, like the piece of the puzzle that I'm missing, is that this band, like the name is a tribute to Poison Idea, who is a band that I'd never heard before.
I hadn't either.
But apparently they were really important back when hardcore was a thing in the US. So I would like to actually go back to that now that I've heard this, because they obviously were so inspired that they wanted to do something like it. And of course, they're not going to come out with like, I don't know, a record of covers or something like that. But I mean, this is their own form of tribute.
Yeah, I would definitely be willing to give that a listen to. And actually, forecasting perhaps the next season. But I would actually like to. I enjoyed this album enough to go back and listen to the others. So there might be a blast of this coming up.
Just going to force it upon us. Here you go, more Venomous Concept for all y'all to enjoy.
For Tracy to Coupon, yes.
For Tracy to Coupon. I think it gets punkier, is what I was reading, because I was looking a little bit in terms of how the styles evolved over time and what reviews were saying about this versus... Did you say this was 7 or 5? They have a fuck ton of albums. That surprised me.
5 is what I'm seeing. There might be more than that, but... You know.
That's a fuck ton. That's... I mean, didn't put it on for 7 years.
Oh, yeah, but you got other people who are putting out like 2 or 3 a year. Or two in 1 year.
And a lot of those albums are not later. A lot of those albums are not that great. Well, I know that. I know some people swear by some of them, but I'm sure we will.
So, yeah, Tracy, you look like you are headed in for about as long as you can handle.
Well, no, I just burp, that's one thing. Just kind of letting that out and just put that fun stuff out. But no, this album was honestly surprising too, because like everybody else, I didn't know what to expect coming into this. I had seen their previous album like through like the milieu from 2020, because it's got a very distinctive album cover of the Mad TV face, or the Mad face, character face, with half of that and Donald Trump as the other half. So I only imagine what that album is about in 2020. But this album was a very interesting experience. And I think you guys saying like it's punk played by metalheads, a very like it's that, it definitely gives that feel and sound of like that reinspection of the genre. Like it's kind of looping back in on itself in a way of doing it. Like, well, this is how we would do it. And it's a very interesting touch and twist to it. And I think it all actually holds up pretty well. And it's very fucking just like fun in a sense. Like this album just like there's a lot of fun, like, you know, just the vibes that this album gives off. Like it's everybody's just like, fuck it, we're just gonna have a good time, kind of like how that Nashville Pussy album was that we did at the time a while back, where it's just like,
sure,
hey, nothing serious about this album, just have fun.
I think it's been a long time since we have all liked something this much. I feel like we've been all over the place in recent weeks. I don't know what grades we're giving it, but in terms of everyone being like, yeah, it being something new, usually one of us is like, no. Shoots it down in the alley.
And normally I'm the one that picks the album that gets shot down in the alley.
We don't have to talk about who killed whom, Tracy. But the point is, this is a rare moment of
the, it was the F-holster in the alley.
He's looking off in the distance, yeah, stepping over him.
Remembering all the times that... shot one of Tracy's albums in the head with
this fan shooting.
I think that the political sensibilities in this, because it is pretty political, and it's little surprise that one of the members of Brujeria is in this. So, which we will get to again, foreshadowing, but we'll be doing a class of them. relatively soon. So yeah, only, you know, we'll all be able to understand this because there's some English in the brewery. So
I know when a band is telling me that Pete Wilson needs to die.
Yeah.
That comes through very clearly. And Buddhahead, he is. They say what they mean.
They do. But anyway, nah, not to talk about that. But no, this was just very enjoyable. It was, I won't go so far as to say that it was fast, but it was fast enough. It was political. It was humorous. It was darkly humorous, which I also quite enjoy. And as Tracy said, it was just fun. And, you know, that was a pleasant surprise.
What comes to mind listening to this album is how like the Corpse Grinder album was for last year, to where you're like, you take it at its face value, like you can't take itself too seriously. Like you kind of like, I can't grade this. These guys aren't like virtuosos trying to create this epic album grading them. Let's go. You're like, these are just dudes looking to have a fun fucking time, and mission accomplished there.
I will diverge from that a little bit. I think I would mostly agree with that, except for like, whereas Corpse Grinder was like his own love letter to his genre of music. And I guess this could be considered that too. This is being political, but it's just being political in a very sardonic way.
For sure. No, this thing is biting. That's why it reminds me of Ministry and Killing Joke.
Mm-hmm.
Its sensibility. Well, punk and post-punk were all real fucking pissed at, you know, the Thatcher tsunami. Yeah, of austerity madness.
Thatcher and Reagan.
Yep.
Depending on the side of the
two great hates that hate great together.
For sure. But yeah, no, this is just fun. I mean, like, the playing is good. It's not, like Tracy said, it's not virtuosic, but it sounds good. Pretty well produced, again, for what it is. I love the tone of the bass and the guitars, and I thought the drumming works really well in there, too. So.
I mean, when you have Napalm Death's bassist, you know, you can just do shit. Yeah, we had some good bass albums this week, actually.
Yeah. So, if no one else has anything else to say, let's move on to some tracks.
I think I would say, like, the one thing that maybe, I mean, it might tie into what you were saying about, like, it's not virtuosic playing, but it totally works. I think this feels pretty effortless for the people who made it. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. And that can be both a good and a bad thing. It's good because, like, you know, it doesn't take a lot to get you into the studio to like do it, you know, to create it. On the other hand, it's like, okay, they spent time doing this, but they could have been doing like a lot of other stuff. And that other stuff could be like, I don't know, more daring or more exciting or just like more risky, you know? So I think that might be, I don't know, if someone's not so interested in either the people who make up this project or in Poison Idea or like this kind of music, they might want to consider that aspect as well.
It very much feels like a side project, and it's just a bunch of dudes getting together and playing shit that they like. So that I completely agree with you. They're, you know, I'm sure that they, of course, they spent time writing the songs and coming up with everything, but it does really feel like they just slipped on a pair of really comfortable shoes.
I mean, it seems like they converge in Chicago, bang it out, and then go do the other shit. So. But it's like jam well together. It feels a bit like a jam band.
Mm-hmm.
But exactly as Gabe says, they make it sound very effortless. I mean, these are seasoned musicians. I don't know all of them, but the ones I do know, I mean, shit, dude, decades and decades.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
What tricks do you like, man?
Get your drinks ready. I kind of like them all.
Oh, shit.
I was going to say, go ahead, Gabe.
Go ahead, JC.
Okay. I was going to say, like, I pulled file off here to put on the playlist, but this album's just a fun fucking album. Just let it ride.
Yeah, I was basically going to say the same thing. Like, basically just take the ride. I don't like all the tracks, but, I mean, you might as well.
I like nearly all of these tracks, particularly Slack John Pig, and I really like Fractured. Fractured is, I would almost believe you if you told me it were a Killing Joke song. I was like, oh, okay. His voice changed a little bit. Apparently his voice improved a lot from the previous album.
Mm.
Let's see.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to go back and listen to that one and see.
Yeah, I'm curious. Yep. Humble Crow. yeah, this thing's a lot of fun. Man, that album cover. Sorry.
It's the perfect album cover for this album. The good ship lollipop.
Yeah, I see what's happening here. Can't lose. No, this is a lot of fun. They're doing exactly what they want to do. And I'm sure they appreciate that we like it, but would give two fucks if we didn't.
Exactly. Less than two fucks?
Less than two for negative 200 fucks given.
they would pass us a fuck to give. So yep. They could tell us that they did not give one.
Tell us again. So, oh, yeah.
My grade for this, I'm going to give this a B+ because it was super fun. I really enjoyed it. It did not overstay its welcome. It was a, I don't want to say that it was one note because it wasn't exactly one note, but like to Gabe's comment, a term we often throw around here, it is kind of like, you know, movie popcorn, and that like there is some nutrition there, but it's not like the most filling thing you're ever going to have. But man, is it fun. So yeah, I'll give it a B+.
I'm right there with you, Ben. I'm going to give this a B+ as well in 88. It's a fun fucking album. Just hop on and go for the ride.
I'll go a little bit higher than you guys. Not too much. I'll give this an A-. I don't think it's perfect. And also, you know, it does have that feel of effortlessness, which does provide a good time, but it's also not challenging really at all. So yeah, I think A- is where I'm at.
I am in the exact same spot as Gabe, but at A-. This checked a lot of boxes, stuff I really like, and I thought it came together. It is not, as I say sometimes, what I'm going to shoot into space for the aliens to find, but it doesn't need to
maybe.
Be. Or is it? Anyway, so A- for me as well. And I would buy this fucker.
Yeah, I'd buy it.
Yeah, I definitely would as well. That gives us an average of 90.
The good ship lollipop.
For sure. So what is up next, Tracy?
Up next is David's pick for the month of February with Dope Stew Allen Blood Money Part 0. With a 0 at the end of that.
Yeah. That is what I picked, and that is what he did. That's the choice he made. It's been 7 years, so here it is. New metal.
It fits with the choices that he has made for a long time as far as the 0 as the O, but we'll get there.
But it's not him. He is not rebooted Vane. You cannot prove it.
That is true.
So I don't know. It's a weird conceit, but fine, sure.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it. Just hint at it constantly.
Right. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
But I must be with them as their producer, because that's the normal thing producers do, is follow the band.
Yeah.
Bob Rock on tour with Metallica. Actually, that motherfucker would. He'd be like, do you need a second bassist?
Indeed. So next time.